Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
Beautiful feet, beautiful message. The scripture is from Nahum 1. Look, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Remember Nineveh? Remember Jonah? In the Bible book that bears his name, God rebukes Jonah for not wanting to share God's mercy with Nineveh. Even though Jonah was a reluctant missionary, the whole city of Nineveh repented. But Nineveh fell back into its sinful ways. Again, they became an oppressive, evil nation. And by the time of Nahum, they had made life miserable for God's people. But Nahum had a message of good news for Judah. God had seen his people suffer at the hands of Nineveh, and now he would set them free. Nineveh would be destroyed. Their idols would be torn down, their city walls reduced to rubble, and their temples burned to ashes. And God's people would be restored. God tells his people, "Celebrate your festivals and fulfill your vows." Religious and family life for Judah would resume because God would defeat their enemies. That truly was good news. That good news is a reminder for us too. God has defeated the kingdom of Satan and has released this world from sin's grip. As hearts submit to Jesus, racism, hatred, greed, and all the other evils lose their power. When addiction or temptation or sin seems overpowering, rejoice and be strong. The Prince of Peace releases us from the grip of Satan's kingdom.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.